uninsured? Need prescription drugs? Are you a pet owner in need of prescription drugs? Do you want to reduce your healthcare costs? WBAI is proud to offer you a free national drug card that will save you 10 to 85% on FDA-approved drugs in virtually all New York metropolitan pharmacies. Are you a senior citizen on fixed income and Medicare? In college? Self-employed and paying medical costs? Recently unemployed or have no insurance? Then the NDC is right for you. No deductibles or fees. No forms to complete. And everyone qualifies. WBAI receives $1.75 for each prescription or benefit you choose to use. You can even get the WBAI Group RX app on your phone. For more information, visit WBAI.org. Don't waste another minute and get your free drug card today.
Hi, this is Donovan, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. Stay tuned for a very special edition of Heart of Mind. I'm Catherine Davis.
The significance of scalar energy-based healing is profound and will, without doubt, be the healing technology of our future world. Hi, I am John Michael Mellon. I am a physicist and electronics engineer and a co-founder of the Healing Universe. In this video, I will present amazing new insights into the role that scalar energy plays in our world, in our everyday lives, and in our health. Subtle energies have been used by healers from earliest times. Hands healing, distance healing, sound healing, directed prayer healing, and even the so-called placebo effect that is considered a nuisance effect by conventionally trained scientists and doctors, requiring introduction of double-blind protocols. For the past 60 years or so, mainstream research into energy-based healing has been sidelined in favor of the more commercially attractive pharmaceutical products that currently hold prime place in conventional medicine. Some scientists and medical doctors, however, have quietly been pursuing research into energetic-based therapies and have pushed the boundary of knowledge much farther than is generally recognized. The anomalies posed by energetic healing, and in particular the importance of conscious intent in the healing process, has attracted physicists who were witnessing parallels with their other experimental work, where the observer was seen to influence the outcome purely by being an interested observer. To the general public, and indeed to the medical profession, the world of physics must seem more like an Alice in Wonderland story than a science that is in fact touching the very core of reality. To fully understand the science underlying energetic healing obviously requires a deep familiarity with physics, and in particular, it requires a good understanding of the work of such famous physicists as Maxwell, Tesla, Planck, Einstein, Schrödinger, de Broglie, Dirac, Bohm, and Feynman. By their work, these physicists have collectively succeeded in dominating the greater part of the last century and have paved the way for us finally to come to understand bioenergetics and subtle energy healing in a scientific context. Lack of familiarity with quantum mechanics and wave energy physics places a formidable hurdle in the path for all conventionally educated medical researchers and practitioners. Unfortunately, all conventional medical schools are still teaching science according to concepts and principles established by Isaac Newton in the early 18th century. In Newtonian mechanics, mass and energy are considered as separate, conservative mechanical properties. Modern-day medicine still closely adheres to the Newtonian concepts and considers the body to be a physical-chemical unit and carefully avoids dealing with questions of life energy and consciousness. Many quantum physics and wave energy-based devices are indeed routinely being used by doctors for patient diagnosis. However, instead of utilizing the energetic information provided by these devices directly to interpret the energetic state of the patient, they require it to be translated into a biochemical symptomatic interpretation with which they find familiarity. In this video, I will attempt to remove or at least substantially lower the barriers of wave energy physics for those of you who would like to understand the science of energetic healing and are feeling excluded. There is no reason for you to not understand. The problem of your understanding lies with your teacher. To quote one of my college professors, if you truly understand something, you will explain it simply. I therefore sincerely hope that in this presentation, I can succeed to bring simplicity. Scientists, and I guess the same goes for most other professions, trade in confusion. I am convinced, however, that this is not always by desire, but because many self-appointed communicators simply do not adequately understand their subject. There is also the problem of the narrowness of specializations that they study. This serves to reward disjointedness and partial knowledge, as opposed to encouraging full understanding. It is important for all of us to familiarize ourselves with the scientific concepts that surround energetic healing, simply because it will play such a profound role for all of our lives and the lives of all humanity post the present era of invasive pharmaceutical medicine. Introduce you to the particular energy that is at the basis of everything in energetic healing, and indeed at the core of life itself. This healing and life energy has been called by many names over the centuries, but we will refer to it by its modern day technical name of scalar energy. The term scalar simply means an amount or a quantity that does not possess a direction, like mass, or temperature, or pressure, or static electricity, all of which exist but are not going anywhere. This is as opposed to the kind of energy that is going somewhere, like the energy we feel in a flowing river, or in a blowing wind, or with exploding fuel driving the pistons in our car engine. This flowing or expansion-based energy is what many of us think of as being the only energy that there is. The less obvious and less visible scalar energy exists everywhere as an ocean of stationary energy, like a tension in the ether that we are living within, and which extends throughout all of the universe. It cannot be directly seen, nor for that matter measured with conventional instruments, which is the reason why most people are not so familiar with it. Scalar energy is the predominant energy in the universe. It is the energy of nature, and is the energy of our bodies, and is the energy of healing. Without becoming up close, personally familiar with scalar energy, I believe it is simply not possible to step into the new world where energy is tuned to interact with specific organs and with the entire body, and in so doing to cure illness and disease.
You're listening to a special edition of Heart of Mind, and this is WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis, your host for Heart of Mind. The new time slot for this program is Wednesday midnight, and there you'll find Heart of Mind on a regular basis. But here we are offering you a special opportunity to support WBAI, but going beyond that, taking an adventure deep into reality, into an understanding of what makes up the reality that we see and how it comes into existence. What are we really as beings? What are we made of? And the new science of scalar energy, scalar waves and scalar energy, is a new way of looking at reality, of rethinking, re-understanding, going much deeper into the framework of our existence. And it has implications on many different levels. It has implications on the level of health, and it has implications on the level of energy in terms of the energy that we need to run our cars, our vehicles, our airplanes, our moving through the world. It has implication on how we can construct technology and in a way that is clean and useful, as opposed to something that's going to break down our environment. But also it has implications in that this is a technology that is in existence. And guess who has control over it? Yes, the military, or our so-called governments, have control of this technology, and they're actually using it. Not to our betterment, I would say. So it's really important for us to come to a deeper understanding. And in order to do that, I'm offering you a very special program today. And we are offering you a DVD. It is a data DVD, and it's called Scalar Waves, S-C-A-L-A-R, Scalar Waves DVD. And it's a DVD that you can put into your computer, and you'll be able to view the film that you're listening to. You're listening to excerpts of this film by John Michael Mellon. And as we go along, you're going to really see how important the implication is for what's being offered here. John Michael Mellon holds a BSc and MSc degrees in pure and applied physics and electronics from the Queen's University of Belfast. He has held several teaching and research positions, including with the Queen's University of Belfast and Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta, Georgia. He is founder of several technology businesses and has been technical consultant to a number of multinational companies and to the UN FAO, and has served as a technical expert for EU BRIGHT research programs. He has extensive experience in senior applications based on laser, microwave, ultrasonic, and imaging technologies, and has had a lifelong interest in healing. And so he is someone who has a technical background, but also witnessed the failing, I would say, of technology as it's being offered to humanity. And he created a website and this particular DVD, among others, so that people could be educated about what's truly going on in our world, in our reality, and behind the scenes with this technology. So we're offering you this DVD. And in keeping with the mission of John Michael Mellon, we're offering you this DVD really as a thank you gift for your pledge of $50 when you call 212-209-2950. And for that $50 pledge, we're actually going to ask you to spread the word. So you don't get one DVD, you get two DVDs, one to keep and one to share. When you call 212-209-2950 and ask for the Scalar Waves DVD. Now, this is a data DVD for a reason. It does have the film itself on the DVD, but I've been doing a lot of research here, and I have some additional material for you, including some... I have a document on electrodynamic scalar wave transmission and reception. And this is actually a document at .gov, ORNL.gov, in which they are looking for partners in building technologies for scalar wave technology. So I thought that was kind of interesting and an affirmation that it's actually taking place. I also have on this document, what are scalar waves? And this is an abstract, and it comes from atomicprecision.com. All of the material, you'll find the links to the original site, or at least the name of the original site. And so this is a technical abstract in which the scalar technology, scalar waves, are explained, and how to have transmitters and receivers of this technology. And so there are other documents here. We'll talk more about it as we move through the program. But first, I need for you to make your phone call, 212-209-2950, for your $50 pledge of support. We'll send you the Scalar Waves DVD, and you receive two identical copies, one to keep and one to share. And it's summertime. We wanted something to be new, something to be different, something to be exciting, something to be reasonable, affordable, and something that you will enjoy, that will interest you, that will pique your curiosity, that will lead you to learn more and perhaps to do more, because the implications for this technology is massive. Now, the thing about it is that I've always known this energy as chi. And if you look to a yogic practitioner or someone from the East, from India, they would think of it as prana. And these are technologies that we can use as an individual to cultivate this scalar wave energy inside of our bodies, to learn how to be consciously aware of how we can build our own strength and our own abilities through understanding these waves. As we go through the DVD, you're going to hear more about how the animal kingdom, the insect kingdom, the natural kingdom of flowers are using this energy. It's the natural foundation of the reality in which we are a part. And you'll see this reflected in aspects of our body. You'll see it reflected in nature. You'll see it reflected in space. So it really is a very powerful opportunity for us to go deeper into an understanding of who we are and where we live, because this is where the power lies. It is through understanding of this energy that we can build our own physical underlying power, underlying structure, because we're all electrical, we're all vibrational energy beings. And this is a true understanding of bringing together the science with the health implications of that science. And it matches perfectly into the ancient healing practices that came from many traditions around the world. And so everything has caught up with each other. And it's important for us to be able to pay attention to this, because this is how we're going to be able to gain control of our lives and control of our world. A, to gain access to this clean technology, and B, to understand what our governments are doing with this technology so that they can be stopped. 212-209-2950, $50 pledge of support. Just a $50 pledge of support. We're going to go back to more of the DVD.
Again, to remind you of our starting to be familiar computer-simulated phase-locked scalar wave patterns, look in particular at the space between the two peaks, the kind of line pattern. Clouds that we see from this aircraft window look amazingly similar. And these ones looked at from below also display a similar scalar wave pattern. Now, this cloud that the meteorologists call a lenticular cloud is actually formed by a particularly high scalar energy associated with this mountain. This is Mount Fuji in Japan. Lenticular clouds are stationary lens-shaped clouds that form over particular mountains and do not move with the wind. Aircraft tend to avoid flying near these kinds of cloud because of the unusually high turbulence associated with them. This turbulence is evidence of a flow of scalar energy that is attempting to redress the imbalance in the energy field created by the mountain. Here we see lenticular clouds over Jefferson Mountain and over Lord Howe Island in New Zealand. Now here is a really interesting cloud, one that is hugging a military aircraft. What is revealing about this is that the aircraft is causing a disturbance to the energy field around it. Notice that the disturbed field is only on the top side of the aircraft. This aircraft obviously has wing design features that enable it to tap energy from the scalar energy field or to extract what is known as free or zero point energy. Have you noticed that the clouds do not blow off with the wind created by the aircraft, even though it is flying supersonic? We mentioned also that the lenticular clouds over the mountains also do not move with the wind. The cloud formations exist only within the disturbed energy space. This observed phenomenon provides a significantly different insight into how clouds are actually formed as compared to what you were taught at school. This shows a similar cloud formation but associated with a very different type of aircraft. This is a military drone which travels at only 135 miles per hour. The energy field disturbance is surrounding a particular spot on the aircraft as a bubble cloud. The energy field disturbance is caused by powerful scalar wave devices that are on board the aircraft. The military obviously has extremely strong interest in scalar waves simply because of the infinite energy that is within the scalar energy field. As we said earlier, we are not talking atomic bomb energies here, but much, 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 much greater. At this point, I would like to mention something about the history of discovery associated with scalar wave energy. Scalar wave energy is not a recent discovery. It was first predicted by James Clerk Maxwell in the mid-1800s, when he succeeded in linking for the first time the apparently separate phenomena of electricity and magnetism through his famous Maxwell's equations. Just as all new ideas that threaten to shake up established thinking are resisted, so also was it with Maxwell. His equations were not readily accepted by the scientific establishment of the day. So, after his death, Oliver Heaviside replaced the electromagnetic potential field or scalar field by force fields, thereby reducing the original 20 equations down to the 4 equations that are taught in schools today as Maxwell's equations. The modifications were made to Maxwell's original equations simply because the scalar energy content was inconveniently too large as compared with the vector electromagnetic content. This meddling with Maxwell's equations has meant that most physicists and engineers who are not involved in scalar energy research are generally unfamiliar with scalar energy. First experimental demonstration of scalar waves and scalar energy dates back to 1905 and Nikola Tesla. Here you can see him sitting in front of a scalar antenna. This shows his magnifying transmitter generating millions of volts. The arcs are some 7 meters long, and this is a tower that he constructed as a wireless power transmission system, a scalar energy transmitter. So now let's examine a few more pictures of scalar wave patterns. Again, as a reminder, here is our computer-simulated scalar wave pattern. And this is the sand under shallow water at the seashore. The sand is obviously acting according to phase-locked scalar waves. And here are sand waves over sand dunes in the desert. From this view from an aircraft window, we see mountain ranges that are arranged into similar scalar wave patterns, but obviously they are on a much bigger scale. This satellite view of a mountain range in Nevada shows an even bigger scalar wave pattern. Imagine, if you will, the energy that can create mountain ranges. But remember, we have already mentioned that the energy within every 1 cubic centimeter of space is beyond anything we can make meaningful comparison with. It is simply way off the energy measurement scale. Now, this photograph shows that scalar waves are not a phenomenon local to Earth. This is Victoria Crater on Mars. The pattern is very beautifully scalar. And here are scalar wave-created dunes inside the Endurance Crater, also on Mars. And here is a fingerprint. Do you realize the significance of this in how we might begin to view ourselves? Especially when we consider that every human has a uniquely different fingerprint pattern. And we also possess a uniqueness of spirit. But look at this, a fingerprint pattern within the Orion Nebula. Interestingly, NASA describes these waves as gravitational waves. So here we are linking gravity to scalar energy, which, bear in mind, is linked to scalar waves that are time-reversed, phase-locked waves. As we said at the beginning, there are no more particles. Everything is waves. In case you are starting to feel that only sand and clouds and cosmic dust are involved in scalar wave patterns, look at this photo. This shows thermal waves within the surface of Saturn's moon Enceladus. These appear as stationary hot and cold bands, just like the dermal ridges of your fingerprint, or the bands of rippled sand, or the parallel bands of clouds. Here we see atoms grouping themselves together when they are freely floating in a laser beam. They naturally form a cubic crystal structure. This is how they must arrange themselves in order to achieve maximum phase-locked resonance connection with each other, or in other words, to achieve a condition of minimum energy. Crystals are simply a three-dimensional arrangement created as each atom wave becomes phase-locked with surrounding atoms. It is just a three-dimensional version of the two-dimensional sand ripples on the seashore. Hollow shapes are also the handicraft of scalar energy waves. The honeybee is obviously a scalar wave generator. Again, notice the hexagonal shape of honeycombs. And here we see resonance patterns like we saw with the sand on a vibrating plate and the vibrating water drop. But here the patterns are within the rod cells that form the retina of a frog's eye. The meanders of a river are not produced by chance. They also result from scalar wave energy. The water in the river is simply interacting with the scalar energy field around it, and its meandering is an energy transfer mechanism. We will discuss more about energy transfer mechanisms shortly, but as a side observation, let me mention that the meandering of a river displays a relationship to the mathematical number pi. Have you ever noticed how water droplets never take a straight path down a window pane? Even its so-called surface tension forces that shape the raindrop are scalar wave generated. Have you ever noticed how all natural paths tend to meander, like this cow path across this meadow pasture? The ocean tides are also resonance-locked scalar waves. They show us that there is a phase-locked scalar wave pattern existing between the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun. In the 6th century, Pythagoras was teaching his students that there were three kinds of music: the music produced by instruments, the music of the human body, and the music of the cosmos, and that the different types of music were interrelated, and that ailments caused by discord in the music of a person's body could be healed by music from an instrument, and that the earthly music made by instruments was only a faint echo of the music of the heavens.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're tuned to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. This is a special edition of Heart of Mind. I'm Catherine Davis, your host for this program. And we've been listening to a presentation by John Michael Mallon on scalar energy. And it's always impossible to offer the entire program in a situation such as this, but I'm offering you some excerpts, and I'm hoping that this is information and inspiration enough to get you to make that phone call, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950, and we are offering you a fundraising premium, a gift, for your donation to support WBAI. And remember, when you make that donation, it renews your membership or perhaps gives you your first membership to WBAI, which has its own benefits, including participating in the local elections of the local station board here at the radio station. The number is 212-209-2950. And this particular program, Scalar Waves DVD, looks at the new science of scalar energy because it really offers the potential for radical new way of looking at life, at looking at the world. It talks about healing and how it plays in healing, as well as how energy can be derived from these waves that exist everywhere in the universe. 212-209-2950. And we heard a little bit of two clips now. In the first clip, we talked about the significance of scalar energy based and how it's how profound an impact it has on healing technology. And we also looked at Newtonian mechanics. Mass and energy are considered as separate, where in the new science of scalar energy and quantum science, it's not separate. And it also looks at the particular energy that can be used in healing, and it's at the core of our life, of our actual existence. It's really significant. And we didn't hear a certain segment earlier on because we had to pick and choose. But, you know, this DVD really goes into a basic description, ABC kind of description of how to understand what scalar waves are, how they are formed, how they function in the universe, and how they come together to make up all of who we are. And it's a very beautiful explanation as we really take a look into it. And it shows us how we are basically waves. We're not physical so much as one would think. We are actually waves. And the waves get locked in phase resonance, and that's how we become what appears to be solid. But as we understand that we are coming, that we are being formed through the interlocking of various waves, and these waves really are consciousness, then we can learn how to heal by engaging through the same system. And those systems include music, they include vibrational healing, they include meditation, they include chanting, it includes doing things that are going to help to move your system forward by supporting the fact that we are indeed made up of waves rather than physical, hard, tangible, in the way that we appear to our senses, to our sense perception. Again, that number is 212-209-2950. We're asking you to make your phone call. It's a pledge of $50, and for that $50 pledge, you'll receive not one but two copies of the DVD. It is a data DVD, and it includes the DVD that you're listening to on Scalar Waves from John Michael Mallon. And the objective here is to really help to spread the information, to educate each other. And so that's why there's two, one for you to keep, one for you to share. You could either share it or you can, you know, just create a chain and make sure that it keeps getting passed on. So the idea is to lift up everyone's consciousness, to be able to lift up all of our awareness so that we can have an impact into the world in which we live. Because when we understand the nature of our problems with regard to illness, and when we begin to understand the potential with regard to technology, then this is something that we can have an impact on. It's important as we move into this new, brave new world that we can do something to have an impact on our own lives as well as the lives of each other. We just heard a clip in which we were talking about the phase locked wave patterns of scalar energy, and it also indicated how this technology is really being used, because the truth of it is, when you have a technology that can tap into this wave, this natural occurring wave, scalar waves that underlie all existence, then you don't need the high fuel, we don't need the fossil fuels. And there's actual technology which are being used by our military at this very time. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Make a pledge of $50 to support WBAI, but also so that you can receive this 2-DVD offer. And remember, the DVD is a data DVD, so it has other information on it. And one thing that is really, really exciting, scalar wave technology, experimental kit for electrical scalar waves. And this is a document, it's 34 pages, by Professor Dr. Ng Constantin Mayle, Scalar Wave Technology, and it's documentation for the experimental kit to the transmission of electrical scalar waves. So if you have a mind that has more capacity for technology, you might be able to look at this document and really come to understand how this wave function can be translated into the actual capacity to use it. And so this is a person who has actually created a kit, a scalar wave transfer kit. So the document has looks like many chapters, including notes to the experimental kit, aspects of the experimental research, aspects of an appropriate vortex physics, about the setting up of the documentation, experiments for scalar wave transmission, introduction. I'm just scanning down. It goes on to transfer of energy, place and date. So it's an interesting document that actually has multiple chapters, and it has diagrams as well on how to create such a device with spiral coils and all that one would need, technologically speaking. I don't have a technological mind, but many do, and this is one of the documents that are on this DVD. Also, Scalar Energy, A Complete New World is Possible, and this is a more open explanation, a more basic explanation of the scalar energies. The greatest scientific discovery in the history of the world has happened over the last few decades, and it has gone largely unnoticed because of the great secrecy with which it has been held by all who know of it. It is the discovery of a completely new kind of electromagnetic waves which exists only in the vacuum of empty space, the empty space between the atoms of our bodies, as well as the empty space we see in sky at night. All of empty space is not empty. It is filled with these waves, scalar waves. These waves constitute a kind of ocean of infinite energy, and it has now been discovered that this abundant energy can be coaxed to pour into our three-dimensional world from the four-dimensional realm. So it's an invisible realm to us, but we can tap into it. And It will, we use it to heal and to, we use it all the time. And there are patterns of recognition in which we can see it in our world because everything grows according to the principles of scalar energy. It is the fundamental underlying energy of all of our created reality. And so this particular document talks about that, giving some of the elemental properties. You'll find this in the DVD as well. I wasn't able to play you the whole DVD, but you'll find the very basic explanation so that you'll understand how these waves are functioning in the underlying forces of the universe. But I wanted to include backup documents because, you know, this is something, it's a learning process. We're all learning how to understand and how to make this work. 212-209-2950. We have the extract, What Are Scalar Waves, which is comes from atomicprecision.com, which is a more technical document, but very easily understandable. And for those who understand math and equations, you'll see things there that might be helpful to you. And for those who don't, such as myself, I'll read the text and I get my understanding through the text. 212-209-2950. And this particular extract talks about transmitters and receivers for longitudinal waves. So we're basically talking about alternative energy, what people refer to as free energy, and we can tap into it in order to create the energy to motivate for electricity. We can tap into it to create energy for our vehicles. And so it can really reduce the toxic load to our environment once this energy gets released into the public, because truthfully, the governments have it. We're the ones that are being deprived because it doesn't fit into the economic game plan. But we can empower ourselves with information, and that's what I'm asking you to do right now. Empower yourself with this information by calling 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. There's also a document, The Natural Properties of Bioscalar Energies. And this goes into the healing properties, which connects to the kind of work that I do with energy healing and Qigong, to have a basic understanding of what Qi is. What is this force, this power that we bring into our body to flow through the channels, to bathe through the cells, to heal our tissues? Well, it's based on the same phenomena of scalar energy. 212-209-2950. It's only a $50 pledge. And for that $50 pledge, you'll receive two data DVDs. And that on each, they're duplicates. You'll see the film itself by John Michael Mellon, the full film, and it's about an hour and a half long. And you'll also receive on the DVD these documents, these supporting documents that teach you, that really sort of give you some more foundation and further illustrate what you're learning through the DVD. So on the natural properties of bioscalar energies, it says all cellular living entities, including human beings, naturally produce bioscalar energies. It is the ability to produce bioscalar energy as needed that is the determiner of aliveness. The author will describe what is known by the production of bioscalar energy by the human body, the natural use of bioscalar energy by the human body, and the various cultural expressions of the study and exposition of concepts concerning bioscalar energy. And so it's a powerful information. We want you to support it by calling 212-209-2950. We're going to go back to the DVD in just a moment. But I also want to ask you to just take this moment to put in that extra effort for you to make your phone calls at 212-209-2950. It's a summer fun drive. We are offering you something that's new and interesting. Hopefully, it was certainly very powerful to me to be able to match this scientific understanding to the work that I do, that I understand more on the cultural level through which I studied, which is energy healing, vibrational healing, Qigong practice, moving energy through your body. It's vibrational healing is in the family of acupuncture, only you don't use needles, you use the fingers and the hands in order to help transmit the energy. So it's really very powerful to understand that this energy that we are swimming in is accessible, and we can learn to tap into it in a way that will help our bodies to heal, as well as a way to bring clean and healthy technology into the world. As a second offer, I wanted to let you know that I am also offering, once again, the two meditation CDs, Meditation for the New Millennium. And as I'm studying more about scalar wave technology, I'm understanding how to translate what I'm talking about in these CDs into a more scientific perspective. So the two CDs were created by myself. They're voiced by myself. And CD1 is a meditation and stretch, relaxation, something called an infinity breath, which is basically tapping into this field of supportive energy as we connect to the earth and to the center of the cosmos. And there's a lot of different meditations, stretching, breathing, going deep. It's all guided meditation. And the second CD is actually about activating the power center. And this is about gathering the motivation and power to sustain your movement of creation, rejuvenation, and self-healing, as well as how to get into that using, accessing this flow of energy to create your own prosperity. So it's the underlying setting into motion, the waves as they flow through your body will move out into the world. And this is what helps to create that circular movement of attraction in terms of resources, in terms of connections. But it also brings in the fresh, healthy, cleansed energy and washes out the old toxic stale energy that leads to illness and disease. So it's a two CD set. It's also a $50 pledge when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. It's called Meditation for the New Millennium. And it is a two CD set, which is close to 2 hours of work, exercises that you can do to empower yourself. So when you wake up in the morning feeling blue, or if you're having trouble making your way in the world, having yourself uplifted internally. And that's really what it's about. It's about being able to stand up within yourself with strength and with confidence and ability to move through the world and create that which you wish to have happen in the world around you. And to make that positive contribution into the mass consciousness. We all are a part of each other in that way, as will be described as we go through more of this information on scalar waves. So you have two choices, or you could pledge for both, most definitely. Scalar Waves DVD, which is a data DVD. It includes the film that we're listening to with, and it's, this film is very heavily reliant upon images. Of course, we're on radio, so you won't be able to see the images, but you will want to see them. You will enjoy looking at the images and that go with these, with the description that, so to help pull together that understanding, the pictures make a difference. 212-209-2950, a $50 pledge of support for Scalar Waves DVD, or you can choose Meditation for the New Millennium, a two CD set prepared by myself just for you. And that is a $50 pledge of support. So you can pledge at the $50 level, or you can pledge for both. And 50 plus 50 would be a $100 pledge. 212-209-2950. But you'll have to ask for them separately when you call that number. 212-209-2950. You can also go to the website, give to wbai.org. You can go to the website, go onto the little search bar and type in Scalar Waves, S-C-A-L-A-R, Scalar Waves DVD, and you'll be able to pledge online at the $50 level, or you can call 212-209-2950. And Also, you could go to the website, give2wbai.org, and you can pledge for the CD, the Meditation for the New Millennium with Catherine Davis, 2-CD set, your $50 pledge of support. And this is really, I created these CDs in order to be able to offer something to the listenership that was very personal, that was really from my heart to your heart. It's a representation of the kind of work that I do, and it's a way of sharing that with you, as well as to support WBAI, because the point here is to make sure that this radio station grows and stays strong and continues to expand rather than anything else. We want to put that positive energy into the expansion of this radio station because it's important. It's important for us to be able to give you information about what's going on in the world, about what's going on in politics, about what's going on in science and in health. And it's important for us to be able to give you tools that will allow you to be empowered within your life. And that's what I am doing here today. That's what my goal is today, to give you tools, information that can open up your mind to a deeper understanding of the reality in which we live. 212-209-2950. And in addition, give you the tools that help you transform your personal life, your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul, so that you can become the embodiment of your greatest potential. That's what we're here for, to find and to express the greatest potential we have as human beings. Now, there are some dark government figures, perhaps, who have been working for millennia to hold humanity down, to hold us down. But that time is over. It's time for us to educate ourselves and educate each other and share the information so that we can empower ourselves in the world. 212-209-2950, the Scalar Waves DVD, and that's why there are two. One for yourself and one to share. So it's only a $50 pledge for the two DVDs. You'll have a copy of the film with all the imagery of the film. You'll have the supporting documents, and then with each of the supporting documents, there are references where you can go to different websites and do further research, whether you're interested in following the path of healing or to be a healer, whether you're interested in following the path of technology. It's a seed. It's the beginning of something that could be magnificent, not only for ourselves individually, but for all of humanity, when we come to understand that this reality is fueled with a technology, with an energy force that could take care of all our needs. And we don't have to exploit this beautiful planet in order to have the technology. And this also empowers us to take our control out of the hands of the multinationals who want to enslave us through our working, you know, low-wage working, having us buying all these products that destroy the earth, the oil, the technology, the nuclear products, when there's energy right there that if we develop the technology, we'd have access to it. And it's been developed. It's being used for military purposes. We need to have it being used for human purposes. 212-209-2950. That's only going to happen, though, with your support, with your enlightenment in terms of coming to this understanding so that we can work together to build for change. 212-209-2950. It's not a lot, this $50 pledge, so I need a lot of you to call. So don't think that it's not important. It's important for you to call and make that pledge of support. You can pledge at the $50 level and receive the two DVDs. It's a Scalar Waves DVD. They're identical, one for you to keep and one for you to share. It includes the DVD itself, and it includes the supporting documents, which some of them are very technical, and some of them lead to understanding this technology for healing purposes. 212-209-2950. Or you can pledge at the $50 level and receive Meditation for the New Millennium, and that's a 2-CD set. almost 2 hours of various forms of meditation so that you can go into that space where you're connecting with this energy that fundamentally supports all of existence, and it allows you to interact with it consciously so that that energy can come into your body and heal it, or come into your life and heal your life. It's about being on purpose. It's about being educated about the truth of reality that we're existing in, which is very different than what many would have us believe. Newtonian science is dead. It's the time of quantum understanding of reality. 212-209-2950. Scalar Waves, a DVD, and you can get two for your pledge of $50, one to keep, one to share, and or you can pledge for the two CD meditation for the new millennium, which are 2 hours of movements, exercises, stretches, breathing practices that are going to help you to optimize your own individual health. And that two CD set, Meditation for the New Millennium, can be yours for a $50 pledge of support. Again, the number is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We're going to go back to a clip from the DVD on Scalar Waves DVD, as you will call it when you make that phone call, 212-209-2950.
Until this point, we have been concerned principally with recognizing scalar energy wave resonances. In the next portion of this video, I would like to discuss energy transfers within the scalar energy field. As children, we all played, I'm sure, with spinning tops. If you did you know that you were playing with one of the greatest scalar energy transfer toys ever invented? The appeal of a spinning top is its otherworldly behavior. Try to knock it over and it straightens right back up. Try to stop it and it evades your grasp. But with the spinning top, we see the object that is spinning. In this picture, one of the most everyday occurrences, we have what we might describe as an invisible spinning top, a water vortex in the kitchen sink. In this, we can see the energy transaction that is happening by the associated spinning water that surrounds the vortex. What we are witnessing is a scalar energy field gateway in operation. Like everything in nature, the infinite is simply a fractal of the infinitesimal. So here we have the small, as in the kitchen sink drain hole, and here we have the large, as in an entire galaxy. As I mentioned earlier, the energy that is stored in the scalar energy field is on an infinite scale. So the amount of energy that might be tapped from it is also mind-blowingly massive. This galaxy is an energy gateway that has opened in the scalar energy field of the universe. Can you imagine the energy that is being released through this galactic scale vortex? Scalar field energy gateways, or vortices, are exploited in nature by all manner of creatures and plants. By creating and managing vortices by its fins, a fish can tap into the scalar energy field of a flowing river in order to remain motionless and stationary against the flowing current. However, once threatened, it disturbs the energy tap, and in an instant it receives an energy blast that propels it out of danger. This same vortex-based energy tapping capability allows fish to ascend waterfalls that to non-scalar aware observers seems incomprehensible. Engineers studying the bumblebee conclude that it is impossible for it to fly. The ratios of wingspan to body weight simply won't allow it to get airborne. Similarly, they deduce that a dragonfly cannot hover. Here is a photograph of the region surrounding the wing of a hovering dragonfly. Notice the swirling energy gateway patterns, the vortices. Dragonflies and fish are not the only tappers of free energy from the scalar energy field. Birds tap this free energy as they fly. By tapping energy from the scalar field, migrating birds can fly thousands of miles, a feat that seems to bewilder many so-called experts. It is interesting to observe the formations assumed by some migrating flocks. See how this arrow profile for geese resembles the shape of our spinning top toy. Not only do the birds create their own vortices to tap the zero-point scalar energy, but they fall into a phase-locked resonance pattern that binds all of the birds together as a unit, like happens when atoms suspended in a laser beam lock themselves into a crystal-shaped formation of lowest energy. The amazing flying formations of starlings is also a phase-locked frequency formation. The individual birds simply allow themselves to fall in to a position which has lowest energy. Just as a crystal is formed, or a mountain range is formed, the particles, whether we consider them as electrons, atoms, grains of sand, planets, or flying birds, all simply want to be in the place where they find lowest energy. But look at this amazing flight formation of starlings. They have actually created a vortex. Can you imagine the energetic transformations that they must be experiencing? Tendrils of climbing plants are frequently shaped so as to stimulate the creation of air vortices that would propel them beyond their normal reach. Here we see a playful little vortex in contact with a jet engine as it awaits clearance for takeoff. But this vortex is not so playful. The scale of destruction of tornadoes is often compared with that of a nuclear bomb blast. Meteorologists still stubbornly subscribe to the old Newtonian scientific model and so are unable to explain the cause or the source of energy for tornadoes. Strange phenomena are frequently observed in the debris after a tornado, like this straw piercing a post, twigs embedded in masonry, or even a blade of grass penetrating a fragment of glass, or this vinyl record disc that has managed to become embedded in a fallen utility pole. Within the vortex space, there is temporary disruption in the phase-locked structures of the materials present. In other words, apparently hard materials can become unlocked, and so they momentarily can become more like a vapor than a rigid solid. Vortices appear everywhere we look, like in a flowing river, or in a rising trace of smoke, like this from burning incense. Vortices are the energy transfer channels or gateways through which energy flows whenever a disturbance is caused in the scalar energy field. The energy flow may be what we call subtle energy, as in the case of healing, or it may be explosive energy, as we see in the great natural disasters around the world. Vortices are the sources of power in powerful riptides that can run several meters per second. Hurricanes are atmospheric vortices. Before the next picture, memorize the pattern of this hurricane. Now, is this not awe-inspiring? Vortices as energy gateways have been known by ancient civilizations. Chakra points have always been considered to be spinning vortices. But look at the vortex swirl of this, our fingerprint. Can this help to explain the reason our hands have long been instruments of healing? By our touch with the patient, energy channels are established through the resonance-locked scalar frequencies that are within our fingertips. The resonance frequencies that create and maintain our fingerprint patterns. The uniqueness of our fingerprints is a reflection of the uniqueness of our energy being and the uniqueness of spirit. The double helix formation of our DNA is a scalar wave energy structure. The double helix structure as a scalar energy formation can be seen in this picture of the aurora phenomena that we can see close to the north and south poles of Earth. And we have discovered a double helix galaxy. Our DNA molecules are actually transmitters and receivers of scalar wave information. They emit and receive rotationally polarized light, and they respond to music and to the human voice. This quote from Albert Einstein is appropriate in the context of what we have just discussed. Human beings, vegetables, are cosmic dust. We all dance to a mysterious tune, intoned in the distance by an invisible piper.
Again, you're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. This is an extended special program of Heart of Mind. I am the host, Catherine Davis, and I am offering you a real, true summer special. It's a way, something that's not so heavy, but deeply informative, deeply transformative. Scalar waves is the subject, and I'm offering you, the station is offering you, a DVD that has the video of the excerpts you're hearing right now. And it's very visual, so it's important to have the imagery. And we're asking you to make a pledge of $50, just $50, to support WBAI. So that means we need all of you to call, so that we can get to the level of support that we need for this program. 212-209-2950, your pledge of $50, and we will thank you. We will thank you deeply and give you two copies of that DVD, Scalar Waves DVD times two, one for yourself and one to share. 212-209-2950. And while we haven't been able to play the whole DVD, the beginning of it goes right into the basic conceptual understanding of how scalar waves work to form reality. So what it basically says is that there are no more particles, there are only waves. Everything in existence is a combination of waves. And many of you know from scientific understanding theory, you know, the new sciences, and how, you know, when they're conducting experiment, if you're paying attention to it, it changes what you're doing, or something will appear as a wave until you look at it, and then it's, they say it changes to a particle. No, it doesn't change to a particle. It is a wave. But your attention brings a particular focus to that wave, and it appears as a particle. So my understanding of how scalar waves form reality is in the interlocking, which they call phase lock. So I'm visual. I imagine a rainbow across the sky, a beautiful rainbow. Now imagine that that rainbow wasn't by itself. There was a second rainbow that was going in the cross direction, and they intersected in the middle. And that space in the middle where the two rainbows intersect is what we would call reality, because it's the phasing of two rays, of two waves, into an intersection, and it's at that intersection that it becomes what we identify as a particle. Now imagine that it's not just two rainbows crossing each other, that it's three or four rainbows all intersecting in that middle space. That middle space is what we would term as the physical, the phase locking of a wave that gives sort of a frozenness to it, in a sense, that allows us to perceive it as a physicality. Now, if that were true, and at the center of all these interlocking rainbows was you, this is were a description of who you are, then all of these waves might represent your aura. They might represent different forms of consciousness that are interlocking into the being that you are. So reality becomes something very different than we thought it would be, that we imagined based on what we learned in school, or perhaps on the internet, or perhaps just peripherally. The number is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. A pledge of $50, and we'll send you this DVD. It is a data DVD, which means that you can put it in your computer, and you'll be able to see the video will be there. By John Michael Mallon. And he is really a very a remarkable person, because he's very dedicated to bringing this information to the public. And he encouraged people when he made this available to share it. The original website is no longer there, but it's actually, I put pages of it on the DVD. John Michael Mallon holds a BSc and MSc degrees in pure and applied physics and electronics from the Queen's University of Belfast. He has held several teaching and research positions, including with the Queen's University of Belfast and Georgia Institute of Technology, Atlanta, Georgia. He is founder of several technology businesses and has been technical consultant to a number of multinational companies and to the UNFAO. Oh, let's pull this down a bit, so we don't want to go yet to the next piece. And so I just want to finish letting you hear more about John Michael Mallon. And so he's got a very illustrious background in science, in technology, and also he's had a lifelong interest in healing, and he's bringing together this information so that all of us can be advanced, in our understanding of the reality in which we live. And in so doing, allow us to be much more in control of our destinies. That's really what it's about. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. You can pledge making a choice, or you can pledge for both. The Scalar Waves DVD, which we're hearing excerpts from, But you get two, one to keep and one to share, because this is about sharing of information. We want you to support WBAI. We're not here to sell stuff. We're here to ask you to support the radio station so that we can continue to bring you revolutionary new kinds of information. 212-209-2950. So call and make a donation. Make a pledge. You can use your credit cards, your debit cards. You can ask for an invoice. You can find, what are the other, you can tell the folks you want to send a check or money order in order to support WBAI. You can do that by calling 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You can also go to our website, Scalar Waves. DVD is the premium, and the website is give2wbai.org. Give2wbai.org. And the other premium that I'm offering you today is actually a technological CD. I thought it was meditation, really, but it has a technology to it that I'm understanding on a deeper level, understanding that chi and prana is really the cultural explanation for what's being explained as scalar waves, which is the scientific explanation. 212-209-2950. And I have created a meditation CD. It's called Meditation for the New Millennium. It's almost 2 hours of different forms of relaxation exercises, breathing exercises, centering exercises, and gathering of energy and moving it through your body. So this is exactly teaching us how to tap in on a human level to this fundamental energy source that's within the universe, the way that the bees and the dragonflies do, the way that the flowers do in the oceans. We as human beings are part of the same system, and we can tap into it and empower ourselves as a result of it. It's really interesting. In the DVD, John Michael Mallon was talking about how the bird flocks form into these vortexes, and they do it simply by each bird falling into the position of lowest energy. Now, what he means, or how I understanding that, is lowest energy expense. So if you are really forcing it and huffing and puffing, that means you're using a lot of energy. If you're relaxing and moving at a pace with ease, then that means you're at the lowest energy expense, so that you're comfortable. And what the flock of birds do is they move as a unit, and as they each take a position within that shape, that vortex, then it allows them to tap into this field that's going to feed them the energy to propel them forward and allow them to go the distances that they need to go. Or same with the fish. And so here we have an opportunity as human beings to learn how to do this for ourselves as well. So this is what is being shown in this 2-CD set, Meditation for the New Millennium. And I created it. I'm Catherine Davis. It's Meditation for the New Millennium with Catherine Davis. And I'm a Qigong instructor and practitioner and energy healer, and have been so for 25 years. So I've been doing it for a long time. Never occurred to me to think it was something called scalar energy, but when I see the science, I see how it blends into my understanding that I've got through the training that I received, you know, through the traditions of Qigong masters and Qigong practitioners and energy healers, and going through the schools and all the training. It's you're learning a certain thing based on the science of chi energy. But chi energy and prana are the same as scalar wave energy. It's just the cultural understanding of it. And so here we have this 2-CD set for your pledge of $50. That's not bad. It's 2 CDs, close to 2 hours, and there's a multitude of different exercises to relax, to connect with our energy, to connect with the energies of the earth and the cosmos. The infinity breath is on one of the CDs, and on the second CD is activating the power center, which is the lower dantian, which is the vortex point within our body that connects with the forces of the cosmos, and we bring that energy into our body and allow it to flow. That's what these chi meridians are. The energy is flowing through, and as we bring this energy through and relax our body, getting into that point of lowest energy drain, then it allows the vortex energy comes in and changes the physicality, because it's what underlies the physicality. We're not actually physical, we're energy waves. So it's a powerful thing to understand and to be excited about. I'm very, very excited about it. 212-209-2950. So we have two choices, Scalar Waves DVD, and you get the imagery, you get the DVD, but also you get the support material. It's a data DVD, and with that data DVD, you get a number of support materials, including the Natural Properties of Bioscalar Energies by E.F. Bloch, and that goes into discussion on the background information relating to physics, and it talks about, what else is here, background information related to healing, healthful benefits of the conscious application of scalar energy, reduces inflammation, prevents cell clumping, aggregation, enhances general circulation, enhances immune and endocrine system responses, has the ability to destroy viruses and bacteria, enhances cellular nutrition and detoxification, enhances cellular permeability, increases cellular voltage potential across the membrane, helps to protect DNA from damage, helps to retard the aging process, helps to fight cancer cells, strengthens the body field, thus preventing electromagnetic wave interference, increases mental focus and concentrations, helps to balance brain hemispheres. And all this time I was just doing Qigong. And then I realized one of the reasons I feel so vibrant is, I mean, this is a scientific way of understanding what it is that I've been doing for the last 25 years. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. So that's just one of the articles that you'll find on the Scalar Waves DVD. We also have other more scientific articles. And there's one, let's see if I could find another one here. What Are Scalar Waves by Hartz Eckhart. It was written in 2012. And this is actually an abstract. What Are Scalar Waves? And it comes from a website called atomicprecision.com. And so it's a much more scientific look at the abstract of scalar waves from the perspective of understanding the longitudinal potential waves. It gives you a lot of equations, which I have to admit, I kind of gloss over because that's not my thing. But there are many of you who really want the science, the actual physical science. And this article gives it. Transmitters and receivers of longitudinal waves. So it gives you the diagrams on how to actually tap into these waves in terms of if you wanted to go home and build a free energy kit. You would be able to consider doing that based on this material. And also, we have beyond that within this material. Let me see if I could find it. I have a lot of different articles. There's also an article here on how to actually build a device. I'll talk about that a little bit more. We have still a little bit more time, and I have another clip to play for you. But before going to that, I want to ask you to please make that phone call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And you can make a pledge of $50. And for that $50, you might pledge for the Scalar DVD, the Scalar Waves DVD. Remember, you get two, one for yourself and one to share, because it's about expanding the information resource in humanity, and we can each learn for ourselves and teach and share. And that's why you have two identical DVDs for your $50 pledge for the Scalar Waves DVD, or you can pledge $50 for the Meditation for the New Millennium 2-CD set, almost 2 hours of practices that allow you to get into center balance so that you can access this energetic information for yourself. 212 209-2950, or you could pledge for both of these items. $50 for meditation for the new millennium and $50 for Scalar Waves DVD. But in order to do that, you have to first make your phone call 212-209-2950. And remember, you can access your pledge by any means in financial. You can use a card. You can use a credit or a debit card. That's great for us all. And I want you to know that it's all here. There's no time that, you know, the DVD is done. The meditation CDs are done. It just has to be, once all the processing is done, it will be shipped out from the premiums department because there's nothing to send for or buy for. You know, it's all here, ready to go. 212-209-2950. Doesn't mean I know how quickly that process will be, but hopefully it will be very, very soon because all the material is right here. 212-209-2950. $50 pledge, Scalar Waves DVD. You get one to keep and one to share, two duplicates of the same DVD. And this is a DVD that really goes into, it's a fundamental basic explanation for someone such as myself who is really more visual, more about feeling, more about sort of a different kind of sensibility. Not quite up to speed when it comes to math and science. But this gives you the description and gives an understanding that is very visual, that is very easy to absorb. I really have been expanded in my understanding as a result of looking at this material. And that's why I was excited about sharing it with you, because I feel that expansion. 212-209-2950. It's a $50 pledge of support. Scalar Waves DVD. One to keep, one to share. You're going to get two discs when you make that pledge of $50. Or you can pledge for the experience of the energy, the meditation, the getting into that process. Sometimes it's not so easy to find the time or to be able to go off to a space or to make it to a class. You'll have the CD. You can set your own time. You could do it in the middle of the night if you want. You can have that experience of relaxation. And the voice is a healing property because the voice is a wave. And you'll be hearing that energy that I'm offering through these CDs. It's the same energy, the same work that I do in my practice, my private practice. It's the same work that I do when I'm in a class sitting with people. It's the same energy. It's the same heart consciousness that you'll be able to focus and bring that resonance into your own body so that you can find your lowest point of energy in the sense of wasted energy, so that you're at a quiet, so that you can pause and relax and breathe. 212-209-2950. We're going to go back to our next clip.
Next, we will discuss the current state of the art in regard to engineering applications and designs involving scalar wave concepts. Again, we start by reviewing military applications. Isn't it a sad reflection on our present society that we see so much research funding being favored to military systems research, systems that are termed defensive? But that is only in name. Large area antennae sites, such as this High Energy Active Auroral Research Program facility in Alaska, are capable of triggering powerful meteorological and geological phenomena anywhere around the world. Scalar cloud patterns such as this show the scalar wave disturbances caused by such transmitters. Clouds are commonly used for the purpose of providing feedback information to the testers of military research devices, Often, however, suitable cloud cover does not exist when scalar tests are scheduled, so clouds are made to order. This is done by adding metallic crystalline materials to jet fuel, which results in the high-persistence sky trails that we call chemtrails. Here is a pattern of a sky prepared for tests. This shows a chemtrail that is split by wave actions, and this shows multiple right angles pulled in a chemtrail. The Missile Shield program developed by the United States is a scalar energy-based application, and it is managed by sites such as this with odd-looking planar antennae. And in close-up view, this is another planar antenna, which is called a planar magnetic speaker. It is capable of projecting high-intensity sound as a magnetic scalar wave to any vector location within a several-mile radius without losing intensity. I would like you to memorize the characteristic shape of the planar antenna circled in red before you see the next picture, which is a scan electron microscope-generated image of the formations of tiny cilia hairs within the inner ear. Now memorize the appearance of this antenna, which is part of a large geographical array of similar antennae that are used to steer and focus scalar energy transmissions to targeted vector locations around the world. And here we see it showing up as part of the cilia hair formations in the inner ear. When we look at the stamen within a flower, we see patterns and structures that we can now recognize as having a scalar energy function. And here we see the same cilia-like structures of the inner ear or of a flower stamen, but here we are looking at a scan electron microscope image of the outer rod segment of the retina of the eye. And here we see the hexagonal honeycomb shapes that these rods assume as they arrange themselves within the retina mosaic. Now here we see a bee pollinating a flower, and this is a scan electron microscope of the human tongue. We are all familiar with the slow turning wind energy towers that extract energy from a passing airflow. Efficiencies achieved have dramatically increased with the addition of vortex generators on the leading edges of the turbine blades. This concept is based on the vortex generators on the tail fins of whales. As we mentioned earlier, fish and birds and insects all use vortex generation techniques to improve their movement performance and to tap additional energy as free energy from the scalar energy field. This set of vortex generators on the whale's tail gives a kind of new meaning to the aviation expression of having a strong tailwind. But if you look carefully at this picture, you will see vortex generating bumps on the dermal ridges of our fingertips. The dimples and golf balls are vortex generators that add scalar field energy to the ball in flight. Dimples, after all, are the inverse of bumps. The performance of small aircraft can be substantially boosted by adding vortex generators to the top surface of the wings. Rotating blades with double helical design can tap scalar energy in wind energy applications. Tall cylindrical chimneys are prone to self-destruct by vortex-induced turbulence that they create on the downwind side. This problem is overcome by adding a double helix to the chimney's outer surface. This shows a computer simulation of the process by which inward waves are converted into outward waves. The phenomenon of spin can also be visualized by the double rotation that the waves undergo as they transit the toroid.